I'm Cindy Talley, and I have the pleasure of being joined today by Dr. Ed Berger, the Chair of Revitalization Initiatives at the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, Kansas. The first thing I want to talk to you just a little bit about is the history of the museum. If you could just tell me a little bit about the Cosmosphere. And
really, the Cosmosphere has been around for 52 years. Patty Carey, a local philanthropist in Hutchinson and Reno County, had the vision for a Cosmosphere and started it as a planetarium out at the fairgrounds. And the concept and the idea just grew, and she moved it to the campus of the college and then built a facility right to the south of Hutchinson Community College, and it has certainly has grown dramatically in those 50 years and has a world-class collection of space artifacts. You'll have more space artifacts at the Cosmosphere than you'll find anyplace else when you look at international basis. We have more Soviet artifacts, space artifacts, than you'll find anyplace outside of Moscow, and more U.S. artifacts than you'll find anyplace outside of the Smithsonian. So certainly it's a wonderful resource for the community and has just grown dramatically from that historic point out on the fairgrounds at Hutchinson.
Now, you have made an interesting transition. You've gone from the community college to be involved in a brand new project.
Well, it was a great transition. And the Cosmosphere right adjacent to the community college. And I had been on the Cosmosphere board on an ex officio basis since 1991. So I had a great deal of interest and love for the Cosmosphere. And when I had the opportunity to take my box of stuff and move it just a few feet south, it was a great chance for me to do that and gave me a chance to work with another great organization.
Can you tell me a little bit about the revitalization project and your role in that?
Really, what we're looking at is reinventing ourselves. The Cosmosphere has been a world-class museum forever. We've done a little bit of education. And as time has gone on, our leadership at the Cosmosphere wanted to take a look at perhaps reconfiguring, reinventing ourselves, kind of going perhaps a little bit different direction. And after doing some soul searching, they appointed a task force to look at directions the Cosmosphere might be able to go. And the logical next direction was looking at education. We'd done informal science education forever. We'd done camps forever. And we thought that was an area we could place a great deal of emphasis on. So when you look at reinventing yourself, the first thing you have to do is look at your mission statement. And how does your mission statement reflect what you are and who you are? And certainly the mission statement is, the new mission statement starts with inspiration. When you go to the Cosmosphere, there's nothing that you can't say isn't inspirational about that facility, from the SR-71 that you see when you come in the front door, to the Apollo 13 capsule, to Liberty Bells, on and on. You see all of those kinds of artifacts that are so inspirational. So, yeah, that's what we are. The Cosmosphere are very inspirational. Well, what do we inspire at the Cosmosphere? We inspire innovation, because that's all about innovation. Space exploration was about innovation. So that was another part of that mission statement. And how do we do that? How do we inspire innovation? And we do it through science education. So that is really a significant part of our new mission. And of course, we're still honoring the history of space exploration, but we have shifted to an emphasis, a strong emphasis, on the sciences.
Now, you are here in Western Kansas with the purpose of working to get support of Western Kansans for this, this project?
Western Kansas is our roots. You know, we've had Hutchinson has always seen itself as being kind of a gateway to Western Kansas, and Western Kansans always come to Hutchinson for trade, and so it's been a great resource, we think, for Western Kansas. And so we're just out reconnecting with some of our roots out here, and certainly that's been a great experience for us. And of course, in the process, we're also trying to connect with some of the unified school districts out here as we move into doing more in education, how we can perhaps craft some things with applied science and applied STEM that we can work with the unified school districts on, make the STEM efforts that they're taking fit into what we're doing at the Cosmosphere.
When you say STEM, for those who are not familiar, it's science, technology, engineering, and math.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. And I apologize to our listeners for using that acronym, because it's used so frequently that we make the assumption that people know what that is. But I always try to preface that by saying science, technology, engineering, math.
So you're working to actually build sort of a partnership with the schools. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
We're trying to build a partnership with schools and also all of Western Kansas. To see us as a resource, visit the Cosmosphere, and know that it's going to be changing and dynamic and different. We have just ordered a new planetarium. Our planetarium was about a 1990s vintage planetarium, and our new planetarium will be in place by March of next year. It's going to be something that is certainly state-of-the-art in every way. If you've had children come to the Cosmosphere, why, we have something called Dr. Goddard's Lab. And Dr. Goddard's lab is a science experimentation kind of environment, and we have reworked that also. And we're going to be taking Dr. Goddard's lab so it's not just a PAT program for every group of kids coming in. We'll be able to tailor that program to every group that comes in, so that if you're at Lakin High School or Lakin Public Schools and you send a bunch of students in, we'll be talking to your science teachers as to what they'd like to have in Goddard's lab and what they'd like to emphasize. So again, it's just a kind of networking. We'd like to network with as many schools as possible west of Highway 81.
If I am sitting out there and I'm deciding where to invest my dollars, and I live here out in Western Kansas, what would your response to be?
Well, I think certainly there are many opportunities to invest dollars, but we certainly see the Cosmosphere as a great place to make an investment, because we think when you make an investment in the Cosmosphere, you're making an investment in really your own students, your own children, because when they come there, they're going to have a tremendous learning experience, and they're going to take that back to their unified school district. They're going to take that back to their career in education and be able to grow it, change it, and improve it. So certainly we would see that as being a way to put some seed money in the Cosmosphere, and it'll pay great dividends for your students out here.
Why are you involved in this project? Why do you have such a passion for it?
I have a great passion because it involves learning, because it involves change, improvement, because it's really important to this nation's history, our future. We're looking at historically a nation that has had great innovation and had a lot of scientists, a lot of engineers. And as we look forward, we're just not seeing the same production of engineers and scientists that we're seeing in other countries. So when you look at the historical perspective, that's been a real catalyst for our growth and change. And certainly when we look at the international scores as far as advanced math, advanced science, we're not doing too well. I think it's 15th or 16th in advanced math and advanced science scores. We think we can do some things at the Cosmosphere to impact that. And when you look at engineers, China's producing 9 times more engineers than we are. When you look at India, they're producing about 5 times more engineers than we are. Board of Regents knows that's important. They're putting about $110 million into producing more engineers from the universities in Kansas by 56%. And those presidents will tell you that there aren't enough students in Kansas that have the proper background to fill those slots. We think we can impact on that by working with students at the grade school level and perhaps sparking some interest that they might have in science, in technology, and engineering and math.
And you can make it fun.
We think we can make learning fun. I think for a long time, we've made science seem very complicated. And there's a quote, and I can't quote it exactly because I don't have it in front of me, but really it's no more than using our 5 senses and observing what's around us. That's what science is all about. And we've made it seem very complicated and very technical and very difficult. And we think we can make it fun, interesting, and exciting.
Good.
Making investment in the Cosmosphere is making investment in Western Kansas. And those dividends will come back in the form of that fifth grader that had to went through our science program and went back and all of a sudden had. We were at Dodge City 2 days ago at Applebee's, and young man was waiting on us and said, "You're from the Cosmosphere." We said, "Yes, we are." And he said, "You know, all of a sudden, you know, science became meaningful to me after I went to the Cosmosphere." And to me, gosh, you know, what an endorsement. Could you write that down for us? Yes. We'd like to use it.
Yeah. And if you can make something abstract and untouchable seem possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hands-on learning experience. And for a lot of students today, why they want to be interactive. And that's something else we're doing with our displays. Our displays are pretty much static, and we want to make sure they're interactive. They can touch things, they can make changes, they can be a part of that learning experience, and certainly that's part of it too.
You're trying to raise a whale of a lot of money. Is it possible?
I think it is. I think it is because, you know, I think we're doing God's work, if you will. We're really making a difference in people's lives. And when you're doing that, well, I think all things are possible. You're making a difference in people's lives.
That's good.
Is that important?
Now, isn't that interesting? Because people would say, it's just a museum, Dr. Berger, for Pete's sake. How did it get to be that important?
It gets to be that important because of the changes you're making, because of the doors you're opening, the lights you're turning on for students.
Because you never know where the next Albert Einstein is going to come from, do you?
You don't. And, you know, to this point, our camps have been kind of more exclusive than inclusive, and we want them to be more inclusive. We want lots of different kinds of kids to be involved.
And you're going to make that possible?
Yeah, we are. And that's one of the reasons we're out here talking about getting lots of different kinds of kids involved in our camps, not just having that kid who has, you know, great interest in science already. You know, that kid's going to do great no matter what. Mm-hmm. We want to take that kid that is kind of ho-hum about this whole experience and turn a light on and create some enthusiasm.
How are you going to do that?
You do that by having that student see differences that they can make, they can change, and all of a sudden some very complex concepts become very understandable to them. And then when they take it back, I guess their big dividend is when they take that applied learning back to their classroom at Lakin or wherever it might be, all of a sudden, you know, things happen. It's meaningful. You know, that didactic experience that they're having in the classroom now means something because I was the cosmosphere and I saw how that really works, you know.
It became real.
Yeah, it became real. Yeah. It's just not theory. We've got, you know, a division called SpaceWorks, and they've really brought the Liberty Bell 7 up rescued it, improved it, whatever, made it real.
Restored it.
And right now we have a couple of engines that were Jeff Bezos recovered from the bottom of the Atlantic, Apollo engines, F1 engines, and you talk about a science experience. Okay, now these engines were down at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean for 40 years, brought them up. Why couldn't you just bring them out? We can't do that because as soon as they're exposed to air, why, they're going to deteriorate. They've been preserved down there in the salt. So you bring them up, put them in a salt solution, and bring them to the cosmosphere and just gradually desalinate them so you can bring them back to what they were. Not restoring them, bring them back to what they were.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Berger. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.